Hello and welcome to The Word in Me. This is your host, Vanessa Morris. This program is presented by the Emerald Rose Center, San Diego. I hope that you are doing well on today. Bless the Lord on today. Let us go before the Lord in prayer. Lord, I love you. I just thank you, Lord, for life. I thank you, Lord, for life and breath, and that you are watching over us and protecting us in the midst of this world, but you have a plan for our lives, and we thank you, Lord, for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Touch us, Lord, touch us through your word and through your spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, let's look back at John chapter 11, and yesterday we were talking about God being the orchestrator. He is the great orchestrator. He is orchestrating the affairs of this life. He is orchestrating our individual lives. We're part of a big plan that he has. Even all in the midst of bad things that go on. You know, I remember a long time ago, many years ago, I remember in my mind, God showed me a grid. And it was like a grid, like that you would see where that was part of like a big transportation grid. And it just looked like if you go straight and go left, you end up in this part of the grid. You go straight and go right, you end up in this part of the grid. You go straight and then you make a left hook and you go this way. There are circumstances that accompany your decisions. But God is also orchestrating things where at the end, it comes to the result that he desires. And so he can even take bad things. That's why it says in Romans 8 and 28, all things work together for good to them that are the called, okay, and who are called according to his purpose. Those that love him and are called according to his purpose, he's working out these things for our good. He's able to take the mistakes. He's able to take the circumstances that happen. He's able to take the things that came to your mind to do, and you're like, I don't know why I thought of that. It just may be that God placed that thought there for you to go here or do this and do that. Excuse me. And by making certain decisions, you go certain places, meet certain people, certain things are transacted. There's also times when, you know what, you're slowed up and you get to a certain point behind the time for your own safety. That could have to do with relationships. Don't be upset that so-and-so left you. They departed from you. They stopped loving you. They just decided they didn't want to be with you anymore, and they left. And you're like, what happened? How did this happen? Our relationship was going so well. You know what? You don't know. But they took another turn, and now your journey has a place that it needs to go that no longer includes them. Go ahead and let it go. You know, I remember listening to T.D. Jakes many years ago, and he was talking about that same kind of thing that, you know, God is orchestrating things. Don't be upset if someone left you. Don't be upset if you lost a job, you lost that home. You did everything you possibly could, and it still didn't work out. Let the chips fall where they may. You know, a lot of times we hold up these plates. We're spinning off of toes and fingers and off the top of our head. We're just running around like little rats trying to make everything happen. But you know what? At the end of the day, God's will is going to be done. The best thing we can do is surrender to his will and ask him to be Lord over our life. Ultimately, he's going to get his desired result. But the bottom line is that, will we be a part of it? Or will we choose to make a turn that no longer includes him? And that we reject him and say, you know, we don't want to go your way, Lord. We're going to make a right here. And we know that your way is making a, you know, a sharp left up at the top. But you know what? We don't want to do that. We want to go our way. Our way is damnation. The way of the Lord is going to be the way of righteousness and peace. Surrender to God. So if there are those of you that are listening that you have not surrendered to the Lord, and you're like, I don't even know exactly what that is. You ask God, you say, God, I need you to show me who you are, and you need to believe. You need to first believe that he is. It says in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, they that come to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. First of all, you need to believe. Do you believe that God is, that he exists? And it says in that verse that he is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. Seek him. Read his word. Get involved and wrapped up in his word. There's so many things we can get wrapped up in, and they are not going to lead to any life. If they don't have to do with God, they have nothing to do with the Lord Jesus, have nothing to do with salvation and seeing God in peace, it's going to lead to hell. That's just really the bottom line. But God is orchestrating the events. He is taking certain things, and we can't even fathom what he's doing. That's why the best thing you can do is put yourself in his hands. Put yourself in the hands of God and trust him. Just relinquish, just surrender. Stop fighting. Stop fighting his will. You won't win. Surrender your will to his will and become part of the plan that leads to a destiny of everlasting peace, not everlasting damnation. There is good and there is evil. That's just the way it is. And you know that from the things you even see in the natural. So there is a God, and we need to trust him and trust his plan. Throw yourself into the hands of God. Just say, God, I need you. I need you to reveal yourself to me. I need to understand you better. Help me to understand your word. Help me to comprehend what you're trying to do with my life. Help me be part of the plan that's going to lead to peace and everlasting, eternal glory, not gnashing of teeth and wailing, because there is only one way to peace, and that's through Jesus Christ. Pray to God today and ask him to come into your life and make a change for your life. Make a change. Start anew. He that is in Christ is a new creature. Old things are passed away. All things become new. Be new in the Lord. Be regenerated, regened. Let him come into your life and make you all over again. Make you new, that you begin to walk in a life that he has destined for you. Amen. Trust the Lord today. Start a new life today. You know, we make all these New Year's resolutions in January and do all these things. You know what? Make a plan and say, I will begin a search for the Lord. You're searching for everything else. Search for Jesus. Because he's calling you. Many are called, but few are chosen. Answer the call. Amen. Answer the call. God bless you. May you join me tomorrow on The Word in Me. God bless.